Luther, Luther, Gulledge, Gulledge, 1228-67. Today is 8/2/22. Mr. Gulledge is a 54-year-old gentleman with really not a significant past medical history except for right ventricular dilation, right atrial dilatation, history of sleep apnea, which quit using his CPAP for some time. He's back on it. He was seen for a physical on 7/27 and was noted to have increased blood pressure. He's not taking any blood pressure. His blood pressure has come down because now that he's on CPAP, it's had a great effect on his blood pressure, period. The paragraph, he also has bilateral shoulder pain and wants to make sure that there's nothing going on with his vessels in his arm and having issues with, and also needs to have a colonoscopy, period. New paragraph, the blood work he had 3 days ago showed a cholesterol of 231, triglycerides 290, non-fasting, LDL 140, only gone up 7 points from 2 years ago, sugar within normal limits. Creatinine is 1.4, but he's been working outside that day. He definitely needs evaluation of his cholesterol. His liver function is okay. TSH and PSA are within normal limits, and the testosterone was not done, which needs to be done in face of sleep apnea, is being repeated now. Social, he doesn't smoke, never has. He doesn't drink, never has. He's a quality analyst, married 30 years, has 3 children. He also needs an eye exam, by the way. Surgery, back surgery, left knee surgery, medical problems, hyperlipidemia, medications done, COVID immunization, never got a COVID immunization, allergy, none, family history. Mom has high cholesterol, dad died of dementia. So hyperlipidemia and sleep apnea is his medical issue. 236 pounds. He's up about 10 pounds from last year, partially because he quit using his CPAP. 98, 98.3, 16, 80, 140 over 80. Heart positive, small positive, rest of lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no high skin, TMs are clear. Patient is able to move both the arms and legs, but has some pain in his shoulders, especially on the deltoid right side. Neurological, non-focal.
Alexina. Yes, sir.
Assessment number one, as far as his blood pressure earlier, this has calmed down. Continue using your CPAP. Next number, check testosterone level for reasons mentioned above. Next number, as far as his shoulder pain is concerned, his MRI has shown rotator cuff issues. He's thinking about surgery. I'm going to send him to a physical therapist. I told him who to go see to get that before he does any kind of surgery. Next number, he definitely needs a colonoscopy. We're going to set that up for him with his known gastroenterologist. Next number, he definitely needs an eye exam because of eye changes noted earlier. Next number, because of his leg pain related to most likely his work, we did an ultrasound of his lower extremity, which were within normal limits. Next number, the LDL increase and the triglycerides were discussed. The triglycerides most likely because it's a non-fasting specimen. The LDL because he needs to exercise, lose weight. We talked about exercising. He's going to start that right away. Next number, he needs to lose about 10 pounds. Next number, never stop using your CPAP again. Next number, fatty liver noted on the exam. Next number, black coffee, losing weight is what we're going to do about that. Next number, his thyroid looks normal. His TSH is normal. Next number, we looked at his carotid. Because of family history of stroke, his carotid looks good with minimal obstruction. Next number, discussed his echocardiogram because it's very abnormal with right ventricular hypertrophy. Most likely has mild pulmonary hypertension because of his untreated sleep apnea. Next number, very mild BPH noted. Next number, kidneys look great on the ultrasound. I think that increased creatinine was related to his volume. We'll recheck that next visit. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions. We'll call patient with the results of the testosterone. Thank you.